You know, I was very excited about the new opportunity. Played against this team every year. I've been in the NFL. You know, I had some success. Met some guys along the way, so I'm very happy to be on this side of town now and, you know, just doing whatever I can to contribute and, you know, get to the big show.
I know you've only been here for, what, probably 6 hours or whatever it is, but maybe just first impressions of the offense. Obviously, you said you played against them. You know what kind of weapons it's had and maybe where you fit in.
Definitely. The offense is very, you know, player-friendly. I've been in a lot of offenses, you know, from college all the way through my path right now. And, you know, I'm able to pick up on things quickly and get acclimated, get things moving, and, you know, just do my job. That's what I'm here to do.
What do you think you bring to the table?
You know, I think I got a skill set, you know, to pass catch and do things on the edge, you know, stretch the field, and, you know, that's what I feel like I bring to the program.
What if Martin Mayhew and Jim have told you about what they expect from you this week and what your opportunities are?
Really don't know yet. Just go out there, you know, learn what I can learn, pick up on the things, and go out there and play. Once I get my job description, you know, it'll be a little more clear, but football is football. You know, lace up the cleats and go out there and play.
In a situation like this, are you eager to play in this fourth preseason game? Like, did you do it last year when you
were team? Yeah, I you know, hopped right in it as soon as I got there. But I'm very excited, like I said, to put on a pass, put on a different jersey, and go out there and represent.
What do you like about this offense?
You know, the pieces that they have all around it, the whole team. You know, like I said, I played against this team 2 years in a row, and every year has been a very competitive game, and it's been feeling great. You know, just to go out there on the other side of the ball now with those guys is going to be very fun.
Tim, you played pretty good production your first 2 years in the league, but you've been traded, you've been cut before. What's happened? Why haven't you been able to
start? You know, it's just, you know, some things that happen that really can't control. I just can control the moment that I'm in right now. Now I'm a Lion, you know, put that jersey on and go out there and do what I do.
What happened?
Not sure. It really wasn't my call. I just, you know, they told me I've been traded, and now I'm here where I'm here.
Tim, did you know Ron Prince at all? And I came in after you.
Yeah, I knew Ron Prince. He came in at Rutgers after me, but, you know, I go back to the school support, you know, go see the guys, and I met him a few times along the way. So, real cool guy, real cool coach, and I'm excited to play for him.
Yeah, I mean, why are some of those rooms you're looking for playing with him?
You know, it was just coaches that got great personalities, great character. You know, that's what I attach to. That's what I'm sure they attach to me with, and, you know, just keep the ship moving.
What are some of the things that you feel like? I mean, obviously your pass catching ability is known. Are there things that you have that you maybe want to show? Things that you feel like, you know, if, now that you've kind of got a do over that you can.
Right. You know, it's my third year in the NFL. You know, each year I want to continue to getting better, doing what I'm doing what the coaches ask, and just continue putting great things on film, and you know, just having teams and coaches and owners believe in me.
Is there a specific area you want to get better at personally?
Just overall game, you know. Every time I step out on the field, just, you know, play a better play than I played on the last play. So.
I know it just happened 24 hours ago, but can you have a bit of a chip on your shoulder or something to prove, being that they've dealt you now twice, that you kind of want to show the Bucks?
No, you know, every time I step on the field, I know who I play for. You know, I'm a firm believer in everything that happens to me is through God, and that's who I play for. So there's nothing against nobody else. You know, everywhere I left was been on great terms, and now I'm here. Now I'm going to represent the Lions.
How did you find out about the trade?
GM told me, you know, then spoke to coach, spoke to my other coaches, and that's where it went.
How crazy is it just getting here on a Tuesday and then only having until Saturday, one game in between there before things are finalized with this roster?
I'm used to it. I'm a professional, you know. I come in the doors, they lay a playbook out in front of me, and I, you know, just try to digest it and go out there and play ball.
How do you feel? How do you feel? It hurts me to make the roster considering
it is what it is. I'm going to just, you know, like I said, learn the playbook and let it go hang out.
Did you feel like you had a chance to make that Bucks team this year?
I don't know. You know, I was out there every day competing, and I guess the trade was the best thing for them, best thing for me, and that's what it was.
How important are these next 3 days, though, for you, Tim, just in terms of getting the playbook down and assimilating yourself into the offense?
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step at a time. You know, like I said, I learned a lot of playbooks along my path, and it's nothing new. X's and O's, you know, it's a lot of similar terms and everything like that I'm used to. So I'm sure it'll be a nice, smooth transition for me.
Tim,